101.3 CF
with Bree and Gaunzi.
Fireball.
There's that fireball.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up right in my throat. Fireball.
I slept here last night. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you.
Yeah, I think we need to get it all out in the open right now. But this morning show is going to be a bit loose.
We had our radio rating survey yesterday, one per year, which is great. How good's one per year?
Oh, I'd love a couple more.
Yeah, it'd be good to get a few more.
Where you either drown your sorrows,
yes,
or you celebrate. And what happened to us last night?
We celebrated!
Loss. We celebrated the loss.
No, we did well. We did all right. So if you're listening now, we just want to say thanks for listening.
Yes.
And if you got a phone call from someone and you said your favourite show's Bree and Gaunzi, we love that. That's great. So thank you.
Yeah, got number one on the coast, so we really appreciate everyone who listens to the show because you guys make the show, don't you?
Hey, how you feeling? Like, just be real with me for a second.
What?
Like, how you feeling this morning? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Not great.
Not good. I was a bad influence last night.
Are you always a bad influence?
What?
Well, it was all fun and beers until Bree rocked up. And then it became fun and CFM gold, whatever the hell you bought us.
Created a shot last year when we went number one called the CFM gold.
Yeah.
It's half vanilla Galliano, half gold slick vodka. And I thought, we need to bring that back. And we did last night.
Didn't we?
We bought it back. You seem to miss your round when you had to buy the shot.
Oh, were you paying for those?
Yeah.
Oh, I used some cash or something.
They were not cheap.
I thought they were on the company like they were last year. Oh,
things are Ash Myatt, the big dog, wasn't
there. He wasn't here. That's the difference.
But you should have seen Yammo when we forced him to buy shots and he was watching the bill rack up on the cash register.
Was he sweating?
And then he said, oh, can we make it a few less? Because he was freaking out.
He doesn't have the card Ash has got, unfortunately.
No, he doesn't.
Drink responsibly, we'll say, but Rach, can you just can you hit for us the little down the bottom there? Because I blew up my mattress in Bree, so I don't know.
Oh, God.
Can we just turn that on?
Well, that's not okay. What, are we... We can't have that on all show.
No, it's blowing up. I feel like we should get some extended mics and we'll do our show from down on the blow-up mattress. Yeah.
Hey, I'm keen at this point.
I got a blanket, I got a pillow.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
If you were listening this time yesterday, I was talking about Bob Peters, who works here, and I didn't flag it with Bob Peters that I was going to be talking about him on the air, and then afterwards...
You outed him that he had shingles.
Yeah. And he got a few people getting in touch with him and said, Bobby.
Oh, no.
You got shingles too, mate? He goes, what are you talking about?
He's got the shing.
Yeah, he's got the shing. I was leaving the office on Monday and I walked out and saw Bob Peters. He jumped off the motorbike and I shook hands with Bobby and he had a sweaty hand. I don't know if that adds to the story or not. But I said, mate, how you doing? He goes, oh, I'm not feeling great. I said, what's up? And he rolled up his sleeve and he goes, doctor told me I might have shingles.
And this was after you've just shaken hands with him.
Yeah, and I thought, oh man, why'd you shake my hand? Like, shouldn't you just be in quarantine or something? Isn't that...
They're pretty bad. I saw them yesterday.
Apparently they're not contagious once the blisters break out.
Yeah, that's what all the people with the blisters say. So that people don't run.
And then our producer Rach's mum called up and got involved in the show.
The expert of shingles. The expert.
As she does.
Yes. We appreciate that.
Mother Rach Mary. Sounds impressed.
Rach wasn't happy with it. But, yeah, so she told us that, you know, nothing to worry about. My arm's still been itchy ever since.
Because
I feel
sure
like
it has.
And
germaphobe.
Well, here's the thing, Bree. You played it down until you came face to face with Bob Peters yourself.
Yes. Well, you didn't really help the situation. I was being lovely to Bob Peters. I knew he had the shing, so I was staying away from him.
I love Bob with the shing. I love Bob without the shing.
I like you. I'll take Bob with the shing or without the shing.
With or without the shing, I like Bob.
I just like Bob. Shing-a-ling-ling.
You didn't like him yesterday when he attacked you with the shing.
Well, he pulled up his sleeve and the shing was all over him.
I started videoing the attack and I just want to play the audio of Bob Peters, who we love with or without the shing.
And you encouraging him to give me the shing.
Oh, listen to how freaked out Bree is. Take a listen to this.
Back, Bree.
Bobby Peters, quick. No. Get her with it. Shake her hand. Quick. Yeah.
He just wants
to shake your hand.
So, I mean,
I felt I dealt with it really well.
Yes.
I think I didn't upset Bob, which is nice.
It's Bob with the shing, and now Bree with the shing.
Bree ling ling shing shing.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Did you hear?
What?
It's the end of the world this Saturday.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
September 23rd, guys.
Really?
The end of the world. A Christian numerologist claims a verse in the Bible proves that the world will end on September 23rd.
And in what way?
Well, apparently in the passage, it quotes that a number of great American solar eclipses will commence, which it did recently, didn't it?
Did love the eclipse.
And then they said it would be followed by a hurricane, mm-hmm. which there has been a hurricane.
Oh, God.
And then it also said Texas would be flooded.
Is that what's coming?
Yeah, which is also...
Right.
So they're saying...
How does that end the world?
Well, they're saying these are the things that would lead up to it.
Right.
But they're pinpointed using codes from the Bible, and they're saying that the pyramids all point to this one planet that they reckon will come in and hit planet Earth.
Wow. Are there people on that planet?
I don't know.
Well, are we destroying
two? But it's travelling very quickly.
Are we destroying two races or just one? I mean, one's devastating, two is really bad.
Well, this is what's in the Bible, so...
Got to be true.
Got to be true.
Oh, 100% got to be
true. Written
gotta be true.
Thousands of years ago.
Do they... I've got a few things on September 23rd. Do they say what time? Just so I can squeeze in?
No.
Just so I can squeeze in
There's
those things?
Not a specific time, but okay. I probably would get all those loose ends tied up before September 23rd.
Well, they do say live every day as if it's your last.
Mm.
And on that day... It's a legitimate thing.
It's a great day to do that because apparently it is going to be your last.
the problem is you do that.
Yeah.
And then the world doesn't end.
Mm.
And then you have to live with
the consequences.
Yeah, the consequences of what you did on that day.
Exactly. I mean, I haven't paid my electricity bill for...
Well, why bother now?
I'm not going to do it now.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's Amateur Acting.
All right, so if you haven't heard this before, we're going to act out a scene from a movie. When you know what it is, call through on 13 12 16.
Yeah.
If you've just got the wrong movie, we keep going.
I'm trying to learn my lines without reading the script these days. I'm trying to go without the script like a real actor would.
A real actor learns the lines.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do in the last...
Oh, you've actually been trying to do that?
Yeah, in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely showed.
Should I try wing it?
No, don't try wing it.
I've never been good at learning lines. Have you ever had it to learn lines for anything?
It's hard.
It's real
it's
hard.
Actually really difficult.
This is a good movie, can I say? It's
very good All film. Right. All right. Director H.
Yep.
When you're ready.
Action!
What is it?
You know, the accident up there?
Yeah.
Someone got hurt.
They did?
A lady. She died.
Oh, my God. Can you see her?
Yes.
Where is she?
Standing next to my window.
You're scaring me.
They scare me too sometimes.
They?
Ghosts.
You see ghosts, Cole?
They want me to do things for them.
They talk to you?
Oh, we've got someone through.
I feel like
we've
given it away.
We're going to go to...
Ghosts
Ellen.
Is a big giveaway.
Hello?
Ellen DeGeneres, how you going?
Morning!
Good morning.
How's Portia? We're just joking, Ellen. Sorry, it's a loose show this morning.
Ellen.
Do you know the film?
The Sixth Sense.
Too easy
oh,
today.
Oh, she's nailed it.
Too easy
nice
today.
Nice work, Ellen,
Sense.
Yes.
We kept it easy today.
Very well done.
I see dead people.
I could never watch that movie.
Why?
Because that stuff freaks me out.
In the end, Bruce Willis is the ghost.
That's right.
I mean, if you haven't seen Sixth Sense by now, I'm not reckoning the end of it.
But well, now you've ruined it for everyone who'd be in the car going, I might watch that film tonight.
Ellen, have you seen it before?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why she called through.
Oh, that's a good guess if you haven't seen
nice
it.
Oh, nice work. Have you seen it before? What do you think, mate? She just called through and guessed the right movie.
One of my great Gaundy moments.
Oh, jeez.
I'll claim it. Ellen, you're off to the movies. Hoyts in Erina for the school holidays. They've got kids tickets from $9.90. You've got tickets to see Captain Underpants.
Just to clarify, Ellen, you've seen the film?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Get up with Free and Gaundy. CFM.
Let me just break it down for you. A woman's worst nightmare is turning up to an event and you're wearing the same dress as someone else.
Ever happened to you?
I don't think it's happened to me, but it's happened to people that I've been with before. And they were mortified by it.
Is it that big of a deal?
Not really. Not if it's just one other person. Yeah. Not a big deal. What if it's five other people?
What's the event?
There's a post that's going viral on Facebook at the moment. Yeah. And it's of a bride and she's standing with five women. Oh, no, six, sorry, yeah. Six ladies who are all wearing the same dress.
They're
so it looks like
her bridesmaids, are they?
Yeah, so it looks like the bride and the bridesmaids.
So they're not her bridesmaids?
It's not the bridal party.
They've all rocked up.
Six ladies have purchased the same dress from Forever New at $160, and they all wore this dress to the wedding.
Wow, five. That would be...
Six.
Oh, six, sorry. Six. Well...
You know the worst part? If that happens...
Yeah.
You obviously look at the six ladies and you pick out who looks the best.
Yeah, or do you go, I have a great sense of style because if I look around the room, I mean, there's
very
other ladies.
Very popular.
Very popular. I've picked
super
well.
Popular.
They've liked it too.
I think that's why it's such a big deal and it's a woman's worst nightmare to turn up in the same dress as someone else because everyone's always going to say who wore it better.
Yeah, who in that pick is
look at them.
Rocking it the best.
Don't they look like the bridal party? We'll post this to the Facebook page.
Oh, it's not even that good of a dress.
Oh.
Well, it's not.
I actually was going to maybe look at that dress for the ACRAs.
Don't.
For the radio awards.
Nah,
no, not for
not
you.
Not that good.
Well, I actually wore a similar dress to that at the end of last year for the Mingara Christmas Under the Stars.
Yeah, that wasn't a great dress. I actually can't remember the dress.
Nice, so it comes out.
But I mean, it could have been more awkward at a wedding. I mean, you could be the bride and you rock up and someone else has got a wedding dress on. I mean, I don't know who.
See, now that has happened to me before.
Get up with Free and Gaundy. CFM.
I believe it's all set up for us to make our way over to the blow-up mattress, if you like, Bree.
This sounds like a different radio show. If you've just tuned in.
We're going to do our show from a blow-up in bed together.
It's not a very classy one, but...
I slept at the radio station last night because we had station drinks. And I've got to say, because I got a fancy blow-up mattress, I put it in a... For anyone that has never been into a radio station before, there's a production booth, which
because
is where
there's music playing all the time in the station.
All the time. So Nick Kelly, who works here, gave me the tip that if I sleep in the production booth, which is where they make all the sounds and stuff you hear on air...
It's peaceful.
It was unbelievable. It's a hotel room in there. I'm going to sleep. That's my life now.
Are you going to live in there?
I'm going to move. Why not? It's right next door to the studio.
Oh, it's a good time.
There's a kitchen here.
I don't know if Jamie, your fiance, would like that.
Oh, well, me, her and Patch will all
move
in.
There's a shower here.
Shower?
Yep.
Who needs a house?
You don't need one. This is for work, people.
We want to play some audio, though, and I don't know, is it... When it comes to the radio ratings and stuff, do you talk about it on the air?
You're not meant to. But when has our show done anything you're meant to?
So we just run with it.
We literally, our show, to let you in on it, does everything you're not meant to do in radio. They always say to you, don't talk about this, don't say that. So we do all of that.
I think they even say not to talk about the things you talk about on Talk About. We're doing that right as we speak. But your mum, who's famous for the catchphrase...
Morning.
Mama die, big part of the show. We called her yesterday when it came to the radio ratings, which we did pretty, you know, happy with the way we went. Went, you know, number one show. I feel weird saying it. I'm like,
Today's the one day where you can gloat a little bit.
Can we play just quickly the audio that when we called your mum?
Because we know how my mum was going to react. Yeah. She loves to claim it. She loves to say it's all her.
And didn't she just take it real, you know? You know?
Take a listen.
In her stride.
We went number one!
Hey! Hey!
You are
no. That's I heard you swear, Di.
That is fantastic.
You went number one again, Mum.
It's all you.
Woo! No doubt whatsoever if I hadn't been on every day.
All right, relax.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
It's all you. It's nothing to do with us.
I know.
You idiot.
Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Mum.
Thanks.
Just remember one thing, you guys.
What?
There's no I in team.
There's an I in your name.
There's a die in team.
I know, but That's just taken.
Yeah, it's just given.
It's just given.
No, but we work really hard and, you know, we're proud of those ratings yesterday and obviously Mum was proud of herself.
Super proud.
Super proud.
She's been getting around town trying to get free stuff. She still does that, right?
She did that before we did this show.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
As we do our show live from a blow-up mattress inside the studio this morning.
It's needed.
It's good, isn't it?
I think I could actually have this as my real bed.
It's a legitimate... I got this from Domain, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, Gaun price was about 100. But, I don't know.
How much did you pay?
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh. It's a little bit more than 100. I got it for 100.
Don't ever use yourself in third person. You idiot.
I've had minimal.
Well, I'll let that one slide.
This is the real me.
Oh, trust me, I've seen the real you.
You have. Hey,
you know when they say be yourself?
Yeah.
I'm never going to say that to you.
Thanks,
nah,
mate.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, Dean McCarthy, he's got all the latest in Scoobler coming up before 7 o'clock this morning. Some news on Jackie Chan. Who doesn't love that?
Oh, a bit of Jackie. I watched a movie with him in it yesterday.
He's the man still.
Have you ever seen the movie with him in a tuxedo?
No. Should I watch it?
Nah.
Good review. Solid review.
Don't watch it.
We're going to get to that very soon, but one of our team members took the day off yesterday.
And it was a shambles in here.
It was a mess.
Rach, never leave again.
Oh, you guys are going to be screwed for next week then.
Why?
I'm not here next week.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
It's been booked in since March, guys.
You know we don't look at calendars.
I have a family holiday that I'm going on next week.
For the whole week?
Yeah, the whole week.
Well, we better take the week off next week.
Oh, I'm down with that. Who's replacing you?
I don't know. You'll have to ask our boss.
What a load of bull.
Don't tell us we're riding solo. We're no good by ourselves. Hey, you took the day off yesterday, though, and you went to Sydney and did the bridge climb, which I lived in Sydney for years, and I never did it.
I'd like to do it.
I'm keen as well.
How was it? It is amazing.
It is amazing, isn't
it? Yeah, it genuinely is. And you think, I was confused because I thought it would take like maybe an hour and a half, but it actually takes close to 3 hours by the time you go through all the procedures and everything like that. But
I'm out.
It's too long. That's too long.
No, but it's worth it. Like they stop along the way and you've got plenty of time to get up to the top. And yeah, it's amazing. It's incredible. And I loved it so much.
Can we do our show from the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
Live from top of the Sydney.
That's, live.
Yeah, that has been done.
Oh, has it?
Or not by a show, but the radio station I worked at before here, a long time ago,
yeah,
they did their stuff on top of the bridge every day for 2 weeks, and I had a chance to go.
What
up
the show?
It wasn't the breakfast show. It was sort of what Rach does after us, and
oh
the
well,
music
then
stuff.
Let's do the breakfast show from there.
I'm keen for that.
Can you imagine how windy it would be?
Yeah, you know,
be a radio first.
Well, what happens, Rach? Because you booked how many weeks how long in advance did you book for the bridge?
Well, I think it was only a couple of months ago that we redeemed our vouchers. Maybe like a month ago that we redeemed our vouchers. But so it's not.
What if you get a day that's no good and it's wet and stuff?
Well, they've said that because they do, like, they give you rain jackets or they give you jumpers if it's cold. But it's only if it's really heavily raining that they'll stop it. That it becomes.
Don't want to be really climbing a steel bridge in the rain.
No.
Not for me.
No, I think I'll pass.
I'm going to pass on that. How much was it?
Oh, I can't remember. We bought it for my brother for his birthday last year, so I can't even remember. It's expensive, though.
It's pretty expensive.
But it's worth it. It is worth it.
Is it, though? Just for the view?
You get the photos, you get the view.
And if we do it through the radio thing, we'll get it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're live from a blow-up mattress this morning, so...
So forgive us if it sounds a bit relaxed. We had a bit of a party last night.
Yeah, we drank responsibly last night.
We did.
We were just talking about the Matildas game, which happened in Newcastle. I'm sure a lot of people from the coast went, being 17,000 people there.
A lot of people getting to that game last night.
I'd love to see him play at the Central Coast Stadium.
That'd be awesome to see.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to see a couple of W League games here this year too.
Yeah.
Which I think they played a couple last season, so it'd be good to see a few more.
So the Matildas, women's football, they are on fire at the moment. They're beating Brazil, which is amazing to see. And we wanted to get one of the players on because we love to promote the game and also the women's sport as well.
And turns out... Yeah. I'm friends with a lot of the Matildas. I used to play with them back in the day, and then they got good and I got worse and they went on to do good stuff and I'm here.
What league did you play? You're in the Diamonds.
The Diamond League back in Brisbane. Yeah.
And they're playing for Australia. Yeah, they really went on, didn't they?
I mean, you know.
The beauty...
Same.
The beauty you get... Well, here's the thing. We've got in touch with the media manager. He said he can't get a hold of anyone. So
he said they're all in transit today, so we can't get in touch with any of them. He wouldn't give any of their numbers out. And I said, that's okay. I've got some of their numbers. So let's cold call a few of the Matildas this morning.
I'm pumped down, yeah.
Just to see if we can get one on.
What if we don't get anyone on?
That's all right. You need to give it a go.
Oh, I'm up.
Let's go with first Katrina Gorry, who plays in the midfield. Mm. Very prominent player in the Matildas. Let's give her a go, producer H. I've swung you the number there.
This is off a private number, though. I feel like if it was off your phone, they would answer.
They might answer.
Katrina Gorry. She's on the phone right now.
Is she one of the guns of the team?
She's one of the guns, yeah. I bet another radio station's got her on.
No way.
Probably. We can come back to her.
Yeah, let's come back to her.
Let's go with Laura Alloway, who plays in the back line for the Matildas. I love how we're just calling all these people off my phone. All right.
You don't have Tim Cahill's number, do you, Bonnie?
No, not Timmy Cahill. All right, Laura.
You've reached Laura's mailbox. Sorry, I can't get to the phone.
Damn it.
They know we're coming for them.
They do. Well, you know who I do have in my phone book?
Who else you got?
Ex-Matilda.
Oh, are you going with an ex now?
Ex-Matilda, Amy Chapman. She played for the Matildas for a long time. She's a good chat.
Yeah.
Should we try her?
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't play last night.
Should we try...
Technically, it's still getting a Matilda on.
Do we go quickly back to the first one who was
Katrina
on the phone?
Katrina Gorry.
She'll still be on the phone, won't she?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with...
I like how she's our third result. Let's go Amy Chapman.
Yeah, all right.
Producer H, have you got her number there?
Yep.
So,
ex-Matilda, played for the Matildas for nearly 10 years.
Nearly 10 years. Didn't play...
Last night.
But
she'd know a lot about it.
Right?
Hey! Amy Chapman.
How are we?
Very well. Ex-Matilda.
Does Amy know who it is?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Bree and Gaunty here.
Bree, Thomas, how are we?
Look, we've tried a bunch of the Matildas who played last night, Amy. Couldn't get them on, so I said, let's call my mate Amy. She used to play for the Matildas.
Yeah, close enough. They're probably due for a rest, so that's fine.
I think they'd be all asleep.
You didn't play yesterday. Did you watch the game yesterday? I mean, you played for the team for 10 years. You would have been across the game, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. I've watched the last two and I just think they're playing amazingly well at the moment. So I think half the country was watching and supporting and they put on an amazing show.
17,000 people, Amy. Did you ever see a crowd like that when you were playing for the Matildas?
Not in Australia, no. Like, we've had that support, you know, in other countries, but this is definitely the first time they've consistently had those numbers here. It's so exciting.
But it's just a friendly match too. That's what's exciting about it too. I mean, it's just great to see women's football grow in front of our eyes.
Exactly. It certainly didn't look like a friendly match last night. It looked very feisty, but...
it's Brazil. You're going to get that.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's exactly what you want to see out here, and we need to have more regular games like this, you know, in Australia so that we can... pull these kind of numbers and really push women's football out here. So
and showcase the game, because, I mean, the girls are working hard all year round. It's great to see some of these games and it would be good to see a few more.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of them are flying in from other countries where they're based at the moment, but we need this to lift our league and lift the sport here, and it's just so exciting to see the quality of football they're playing as well.
How on fire is Sammy Kerr? Is she the new Lisa Devanna, Amy, do you reckon?
Oh, she's the new Ronaldo, I think.
Ronaldo?
Unbelievable. She's honestly untouchable at the moment. She's every league she's playing in, she's killing it. So she's always been really talented. I think now the confidence with that, she's actually unstoppable.
And Amy, look, I know the team went well when you were in the side, but now they're going really well. Is that anything? Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh,
no,
is that a coincidence? Is that what you said?
No, I mean,
Amy paved the way. All right.
Yeah, that's right. I was the one that pushed Sammy to the limit. So,
take claim to it. Take claim to it.
You'll be playing against all of them in the W League this season, right, Ames?
Yeah, that's right. We've got Perth, which is Sam's team, first home game up here in Brisbane. So that's in October. It'll be fun for us to chase her around for a little while.
Well, we hope, because Amy plays for the Brisbane Roar in the W League. Hopefully you can get a few games here at Central Coast Stadium. We can come out and watch.
That would be fantastic, Bree. I'd love to see you there.
And look, Amy, we tried to call. You were our first call, actually.
Definitely. We were the first call.
We didn't call any other players.
Didn't call any other players at all. Yeah. We said straight to Amy Chapman. She knows her stuff.
So,
perfect.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Ames.
No worries, guys. See ya.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy. CFM.